Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, January 19th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start with big news in Tennessee, where running back Derrick Henry practiced in pads on Tuesday. Here's head coach Mike Vrabel.
Hey, I think that's a good step. We'll have to have some contact. It's been a while, since he's had, contact. You know, we're going to have to do these things that come close to replicating what's going to be asked of him in a football game. So, again, we'll have a week of work and we'll see how he feels and we'll make a decision.
Yeah, Henry continues his work recovering from a foot fracture and we'll see if he plays on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals. No official decision has been made quite yet, but it is starting to trend like King Henry could make his return. In Houston, GM Nick Caserio is fresh off firing head coach David Culley. And Caserio joined Sports Radio 610 to discuss what his next move is. In an interview with the station, the Texans GM was asked about the renewed chances of quarterback Deshaun Watson ever playing for the club again. Here's what the GM said. There's been some commentary that more than likely would not be the case. I think we just have to be open-minded and just take the information and process it, then ultimately make the decision we feel makes the most sense for everybody involved, whatever that looks like. End quote. Now, call me crazy. This is Pete Sweeney talking here. I like Davis Mills. I think he at least deserves a chance to compete here. By the way, Caserio added that he'd be willing to trade that third overall pick in the NFL draft if it meant it was best for the team. So some NFL draft talk for these teams no longer in the mix. There are only 8 teams left in the dance. The Pittsburgh Steelers 42-21 loss to the Chiefs marked the end of their season and all but definitely quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's career. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin wrapped up the season with a 1-hour long press conference, and he didn't shy away from the fact that his biggest challenge will now be establishing a new franchise quarterback.
I'm excited about that challenge. Those of us that are competitors are, it's a challenge, man. It makes you uneasy. But I've learned to run to those challenges. I've learned to appreciate those challenges. The uncertainty surrounding them is inspiring to me in terms of producing work.
Former Big Ben backups Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins are likely to get a chance to win that role in the offseason, but you'd be hard-pressed to believe Pittsburgh doesn't bring another option in there. In other Steelers news, the team signed 12 players to reserve future contracts, including tight end Jace Sternberger. You may remember him from the Green Bay Packers. All right, let's finish off your Wednesday update with our usual speed round. In Seattle, the Seahawks fired defensive coordinator Ken Norton and passing game coordinator Andre Curtis. Now that's a start. But they'll have to do more than that to convince Russ to stay and cook some more in Seattle. We'll see. The big news continued in Green Bay on Tuesday, where pass rushers Darius Smith and cornerback Jair Alexander practiced. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is optimistic they will play Saturday against the San Francisco 49ers. Smith has been out since week 1, Alexander week 3, as we know. Green Bay still managed the first round bye without him, so this is just a bonus. In Arizona, Cardinals safety Buda Baker, who suffered that nasty head injury on Monday night in the playoff loss, he expects to make a full recovery. And I quote, "Thank you for all the well wishes and the prayers from everyone." He said this in a video on Instagram. "I appreciate you guys. Everything came out clean. I'm going to make a full recovery, so definitely blessed. I'm excited to get out of the hospital and get back to Arizona. I haven't been able to shower. I stink still and just ready to get back home and be with my family. Love you guys. Appreciate all y'all. Always sending love." The Cardinals lost to the Rams 34-11, but you got to love that news on Baker. And finally, as expected, another busy day in the GM and coaching carousels, but there are so many interviews going on at this point. We'll let you know when something becomes official here on the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. That's it for Wednesday, January 19th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is back in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.